So here I am, outside the Blood Donor Centre in Etruria, just standing in the car park watching the traffic go by, trying to put it off. Every time I think about it, I get a little heart flutter, which isn't a good sign, is it? So basically, I better get on with it and stop being a wuss and go. So here goes, I'm going in. So I'm just in the waiting room now where I've had to drink 500 mils of water, which apparently will maintain my blood pressure. Yikes. So the sign says, so you will continue to feel well after your donation. I think continue is quite a funny word because I don't feel well right now. I'm so nervous.
Amy Clues.
That's me then. There's no turning back now, is there? So I am now actually in the process of giving blood. I'm in a really small room. There's three beds. Another lady's giving blood next to me. And it's actually a lot more relaxed and a lot less clinical than I was expecting. Obviously, there's all the equipment. We've got a little tray next to each one of us. But it is really easy just to kind of distract yourself. I'm looking out the window watching some traffic go by right now. I've been told to keep opening and closing my hand just to keep my blood pressure at the right amount. When I look down to my left, I've got my blood pressure device around the top of my arm, a needle on the inside of my elbow, and oh god, it does make me feel a bit queasy. There's a little bag collecting my blood, which is so surreal. I genuinely can't bear to look at it. Actually, it does make me feel a bit sick, but it's easy. I'm just lying back in a chair and relaxing, and quite amazing to think you're doing something that will change somebody else's life and save a life, possibly. So while I'm here chilling and the blood's coming out, just explain to me, where will this go?
Today, at the end of the first session, it goes down to Birmingham, and then this evening from Birmingham it goes to Filton, where it's processed. Once it's been processed, it then makes its way around the hospitals around our area, and that'll be from tomorrow onwards. It'll be out and about at the various.
So, as quick as that, tomorrow it could be helping somebody.
Yes.
And there it goes. I can see my little bag being scribbled on and packed off.
With it being your first time today, Amy, we'd just ask you to have a cold drink this time, orange or lemon.
Okay.
No strenuous exercise for the rest of today, no heavy lifting.
Oh, that's a shame. No exercise. Oh dear, that's worth giving blood for. Yeah. So I've done, I've given my blood, and now the reward. The diet can definitely go out of the window. I'm going to tuck into my bickies.